Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. It's Kevin speaking with Parika from Nervosa. They have a new album, Perpetual Chaos, available on Napalm Records from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Parika, how you doing today?
Yes, I'm very fine, you know, but blocked in my house, of course, but really happy with the results from the new album.
I was just listening to a radio show from the New York Times this morning, and they were talking about the Brazilian strain of the COVID-19. Sounds pretty intense.
Yes, nice. Yeah, this was in case to mix everything, you know.
You guys are the extra metal ones with like the extra intense strain, of course.
Yes.
Congratulations on your new album. Like you said, it's gotten great reviews, and I was listening to it today all morning while I was at my day job, and it's metal, it's brutal, but it's also fun. Is that something that you put into like writing your music? Is it like it's also kind of fun? It just seems like it's fun to play and fun to see live.
Yes, exactly this point that I was thinking about, you know, to bring more fun from the music. And I bring another influence that we forget a little bit before, because, yes, we were, you know, with a focus with other kind of things, but now we are back to the roots, you know, the intention for the Nervosa since the beginning. And we mix a little bit of funk and a little bit of death metal and a little bit, for the first time, black metal vibes. And yeah, it was fun since we created the album, we composed all the songs, till we recorded, and after, now we are promoting and everyone it's having fun. This is the best that we can listen, you know, about it.
Well, I mean, ideally, right now you would probably be on a tour promoting the album. How did you feel about releasing an album, a highly anticipated album, amidst a global pandemic? How was that on your end?
Yes, I think the situation for Nervosa is completely different from the other bands. Example,
okay.
We had a split, and you know, most part of the band left the band. So I think it's very great to have this new album in the middle of the pandemic, because everyone can see that Nervosa didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are ready to hit the stage, and we have all the attention now because everyone is on internet, because internet is everything that we have for a while. And yeah, I think it was really great. You know, we can enjoy a little bit with the fans, and we can record videos. We can give new material for the fans, you know. It's not just about shows and everything, but enjoy with the fans the new songs and all the promotion and all the videos that we are releasing. Except we released our documentary and four pieces. The last piece will be released next year.
Yeah.
Next week. So all of these things, you know, brings a lot of good vibes between the band and the fans also.
And I think that once, you know, things get back to a relative state of normalcy where you can play shows and go out and, you know, safely do that, people are going to know these songs. And it's not going to be like you're shocking them with brand new songs. They're going to know them. They're going to be able to sing along. And it's going to just be that much more of a killer show.
Yeah, but we have many tricks
okay.
for the live shows and many things completely different, and everyone will be very surprised. We are working. This is the good thing. With the pandemic situation, we are having time to think in every detail, you know, because in the past, example, we composed the album immediately, we recorded and immediately, we started the tours. So we didn't have too much time to think in too much details or to, you know, to work more for the live shows. But now it's different. We are having all the time in the world. So
yeah.
I think we can do something very different and everyone will be very surprised with the shows for Nervosa after this pandemic.
You can kind of lay back and have a mischievous plan for how you want to go forward, right? You can kind of lean back and kind of plan and do a mischievous planning for what's to come next.
Exactly. We are. For one hand, we can plan many things. For the other hand, we can't plan anything because we have no idea when we can do.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything normal again, you know. But we are doing the maximum that we can. We are really using every free time that we have on this pandemic situation to work with the band for now and for the future. So we are ready, you know, very ready to start another album. Why not?
Yeah, and hey.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You know, we are with a lot of new energy and good energy. We have really to use that, you know, to make the things good and everything. Whatever we can, you know, we have to do.
That's awesome. It's all you can do. And that sounds like you guys are really taking this time to you know, push forward. And you said new energy. And I got to say, it was pretty cool to see you guys on Decibel magazine. I'm a subscriber to Decibel. And I can't lie. I was not as familiar with Nervosa until I got that cover, and usually when Decibel says something is worth checking out, I try and at least check it out, and I was floored by it. So first off, congratulations on getting the cover, and second, what was your reaction like, first reaction when you saw that you made the cover?
Oh, this was a very good opportunity for us, and we are very proud and very grateful for this bell. And, you know, it's a dream come true. The girls couldn't believe in that, you know, when I told for them, yeah, we'll be in the cover. And they, wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
And we are very happy. I listened in one of the interviews that I gave from the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me that it's the first time that a female band is in the cover in a magazine. And I was in a metal magazine, it was, whoa, this is so good. You know?
That's awesome. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, me neither. You know, I was very happy with this, mainly because we missed, you know, USA in Canada so much because we did two tours in USA and Canada, but almost 5 years ago, and we never could be back. And for us, it means a lot because we really working hard to be back in USA in Canada. And yes, this will help us a lot. So be sure that when we can go back to stage, you know, on tours, we will be in USA and Canada very soon.
And I gotta say, it's also really cool that it's the first album cover, you said, with a all-female metal band. And in the past, you know, you've seen kind of gimmicky things like the hottest chicks in rock. And it's kind of, I don't know, tokenizing, I'd say. It's awesome that, you know, it has nothing to do with that. And it's just about the music. And it's not about putting you in a specific box.
Yes, exactly. You know, there is some talks where we are always listening. It's but this is, you know, just few people that always say, yeah, the girls are having attention because they are girls. But yeah, I stopped to say that, you know, because everything's about music. It's not about image, you know. And of course, because we are women, it helps us to promote this stuff. But if the music is not good enough, you know, the things will not work this way.
Yeah.
You can pay for some stuff, but this doesn't work. You know, this doesn't work. This is, it's completely feedback from our job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not push that.
All right, so I'm going to let you, you know, continue on with your day, but I do have one final question for you. What is, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
What scar do you mean? I didn't understand. Sorry, really sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Pick a scar on your body, like any scar that you have on your body, and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I really have one in my knee.
Oh.
It was because I was in a mosh pit, very drunk, and I jumped the stage and I, you know, dislocated my knee and I just cut my ligament on my knee. Then I had to do a surgery, very serious surgery, and I take 3 years to walk without pain.
Yeah. Good Lord.
This is a long history, yeah, but it's about metal. And
yeah.
Fun on shows.
Do you remember what band you saw for that?
Yes, it was in a punk rock festival in my city.
Cool.
And it was Devotos do Ódio. With my friends from Caeté, many local punk rock bands.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, I'm glad that you're better now, and I'm excited to hopefully when things get back to normal, seeing Nervosa live. Again, the album is available now. It's called Perpetual Chaos on Napalm Records. Any final words for Seattle?
Oh, yes. We've been there before. We already playing in Seattle.
Nice.
And we are so excited to be back very soon. And I would like to say thank you so much for everyone in Seattle and all in America for all the support that you are having, giving for Nervosa. And we really super excited to be there very soon. And thank you so much.
Yep. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.